A reading from the letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The Scripture said, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him who they have not believed? How can they believe in him who they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can they preach unless they are sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not everyone has heeded the good news. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has not believed what was heard from us? Thus faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Certainly they did, for their voice has gone forth to all the earth, and their word to the ends of the world. The word of the Lord. We have just celebrated Thanksgiving, a feast that originated with the Pilgrim refugees and the Native Americans who gave them food and an understanding of their land and basic foods. It was the Native peoples who gave corn to Washington's troops at Valley Forge. How different might our history be if the Native peoples had acted differently? In Romans, we hear the scripture, there's no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. Today it might also read, there is no distinction between refugee and Americans, for almost all our ancestors took refuge in this land. There is no distinction between Syrian and Latino, or you can add your own. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Fear pervades since Paris. Yes, with some reason. But fear has grown into a monolith based on more fear than facts. Climate change and severe drought sent many to cities in Syria before ISIS. More people are leaving the United States to go to Mexico than are coming into this country. The children of Latin America held in detention centers are seeking family and safety. How can others believe beyond fear if we do not stand in hope for women and children and those who've escaped both ISIS and the effects of hunger and joblessness? How can they see Jesus? How can they hear Jesus if we build walls in our hearts for those who see us as a beacon of hope? What is the truth about American values if they are not shared? What is the truth about Jesus Christ if people cannot see or hear in us an open heart? Jesus did not fear even death. And today's gospel, we hear an immediacy to the apostles following Jesus, not a fear of leaving the comforts of a boat with a family or a job. The refugees in Europe risked all in rickety boats and extorting smugglers. What are we willing to risk to come after Jesus and to be a voice of hope and a witness to his presence that goes out to the end of the world?